The reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning to read at verse 1. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning to read at verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honour your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
How are things going at the moment in your home? If you have parents and children in the same house, how are you getting on with working from home, schooling from home, possibly going out as a family, but still not being able to meet up with your friends? If you have seen the current Holy Trinity term card, you will know that today we have the first in our Growing Disciples series, and we are starting off with Families Help Us Grow. Not an automatic assumption under the present circumstances. But to state the obvious, Ephesians does not start with the verses we have this morning. It is a letter to Christians reminding them of what they once were before God saved them, and then how God has changed those who trust in Jesus Christ to become more like him. Here we see what those changes mean at home for Christian children or Christian parents. This was not a blueprint for society at large, although it would have led to great improvements in family life in the Roman Empire, as I believe it would today. Nor was it a way to ensure everyone in a household was able to live a quiet life, although it would have certainly enabled family members to get on better with each other. It is a message to Christians about the way they are to witness to Jesus as Lord of their lives in the context of home, where they might or might not be engaging with other Christians. From that perspective, it is not a message about how each Christian is to be treated, but how each Christian is to treat others in the home. At the very least, I cannot say, this is how you are to treat me, until I take on board how I am to treat you. In this two-way relationship, let us start with what Paul has to say to children. Our passage begins with the good, better, and best reasons why children should obey their parents. So we begin with a good reason. What would you think if I asked, do you think it is right for parents to do what their children tell them? Yes, you did hear me correctly. Do you think it is right for parents to do what their children tell them? I wonder how many of you thought, Nigel, you are being really silly. Have you ever heard of a child sending a parent to bed for being cheeky? No, Paul says it is right for children to obey parents, and all over the world people believe this. We live in a world where we cannot escape the need to obey people in authority, at school or at work or in the world around us. If we don't learn it and practice it at home, it becomes so much harder anywhere else. But that will be true for everybody, not just for children who want to follow Jesus. And for those, there is a better reason to obey parents. It is part of God's plan for us, set out in the Ten Commandments that Paul quotes in verses 2 and 3 of this passage. Honour your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Honouring starts with how we think about someone. Parents are meant to be the ones who show God's love to their children, working for their best interests. We respect our parents because in doing so we respect the God who made them our parents. And for children still growing up, respect leads to obedience. As Paul points out, the original commandment came with a promise. It will go well with you. Today, we do not always experience the material blessings of God's Old Testament promises, but he has many spiritual blessings for those who trust and obey his command. There is a better reason than the better reason. As followers of Jesus Christ, there is the best reason for obeying parents. And it comes in one little phrase in the first verse of our passage. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. If you are a follower of Jesus, that means seeking to live in line with what the New Testament tells us about living for him. And that little phrase means showing the world the changes the Holy Spirit makes to our Christian lives by the way we treat our parents. True, our first loyalty is to Jesus himself, but most of the time, for those still growing up, that works out as obedience to parents. Sorry, we might have to say, but helping with the washing up, tidying your bedroom, getting stuck into homework, and being pleasant to parents are all fully in line with having Jesus as Lord. But parents, and especially fathers, don't get too smug about this. What comes next for us should bring us to our knees as we see the task ahead of us. So, how should Christian parents treat their children? When I was a student taking exams, I realised one valuable principle. Wherever possible, always answer the long questions and don't touch the short questions with a barge pole. A long question gave you lots of pointers along the way to show how the question was to be answered. There was no such help within short questions. How could you be sure you had answered it in accordance with the expectations of the person who set the question? Paul's instruction to Christian children are set out in three verses with some explanation. His instructions to fathers and mothers are contained in just one verse, and there is so much in those few words. It is hard going, but unlike the short questions in my exams, it is definitely worth it to persevere with what is written. Negatively, it is, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Don't provoke them to anger with unreasonably harsh demands, inconsistent or unfair rules, constant criticism or humiliation. Children need disciplined love, not indulgence, and loving discipline, not bullying. And the antidote to exasperating our children, whether difficult toddlers or grumpy teenagers, is consciously to resolve to enjoy them as precious gifts from God. Remember, we were kids once, and remember how patient our Heavenly Father has been with us when we were defiant and grumpy towards him. There is also a positive side. Bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord, says Paul. Training means corrective discipline. There is a battle of wills that parents must lovingly win. It is loving to provide consistent discipline, just as our Heavenly Father promises in Hebrews 12 to discipline his spiritual children as proof of his love. Instruction of the Lord involves both parenting in a Christian manner and teaching the Christian faith in an age-appropriate way. Now, this is where the whole church comes in. We partner with others in the nurture of our children, but we can never entirely delegate our responsibility to others. The single most important thing we can give our children is not things, but a loving home with the security of the gospel in parents' hearts and lives. And the ultimate goal of godly parenting is not that children submit to our authority, but that the Lord may use our lives as his witnesses to draw them to know and obey him. My greatest joy in my children is not that my sons gain research degrees and my daughter has presented us with three gorgeous grandchildren. It is that they all know Jesus as Lord and are living under that Lordship, for that is of eternal worth. Even so, there is no guarantee that if you do everything right, your children will become Christian. Their future is in God's hands, not ours. But he has given us a very important role as his witnesses and the means of fulfilling that role. Listen to these words from Richard Cokin, written specifically to Christian parents in his commentary on Ephesians, referring to this passage. It takes a church to raise kids, so turn up. It takes the gospel to raise kids, so speak up. It takes God to raise kids, so pray up. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for parents and children who want to serve you. May their lives at home bear witness to your loving rule. For Jesus' sake. Amen.